It was September, and damn near 90 degrees that day. The sun beat down so mercilessly on the Harlem streets that the asphalt began to melt and made the sidewalks feel like you were walking on stale pastries. The big kids headed to the local swimming pool to try and get their last dips in. It was the last weekend the pool would be open before they closed it for the fall. The younger kids who couldn't travel by themselves had to find more practical ways to keep cool. One of the kids borrowed a wrench from the maintenance closet in one of the buildings, opened the fire hydrant, and released a stream of water into the street. The kids danced in the streets happily as they were provided with some much-needed relief from the heat. All the neighborhood kids played in the free-flowing water, all except one. Young Tayshawn sat on a bench under the shade of a tree with his nose buried in a book. His curly hair jutted up from his head at all sorts of uneven angles because it hadn't been cut since the school year ended. His t-shirt was two sizes too big and slightly yellow around the neck, but for the most part, it was clean. He wore a pair of tattered shorts that had once been jeans until his mother cut them off just above the knee. They had been handed down from his older brother, as all his clothes were. The only thing he wore that hadn't been pre-owned was a pair of white Brocades that his mother had brought him the day before from the discount store. He was supposed to be saving them for the first day of school that Monday, but he couldn't help himself, so even after being told numerous times not to wear them, he'd snuck outside in them anyway. In the neighborhood, Tayshawn was somewhat of an outcast. His mother and stepfather were notorious baseheads who spent more time chasing their demons than they did tending to the children. The neglect of his parents was apparent in Tayshawn's appearance and behavior. His clothes were always knockoffs or hand-me-downs, and he was lucky if his mother stayed sober long enough to do the laundry. Often, he would have to go to school wearing the same clothes for a week straight. This made him an easy target for the cruel kids. They always teased him about his appearance and poor hygiene, saying that he smelled like an animal. The teasing was so bad that Tayshawn had started cutting school just so he wouldn't have to deal with it. The school had sent countless letters to his house about his attendance, but his parents were too high to bother opening them. To Tayshawn's parents, he wasn't much more than a government check. The only person who seemed to care about him was his big brother, Justice. Justice was a problem child. He was constantly getting in trouble for petty crimes around the neighborhood, and most of the older people couldn't stand him. They often whispered about how he was a bad seed and would end up dead or in prison, but that was only because they didn't understand. Justice was no angel, but crime had not been his first career choice. Justice was a good student, but when the drugs took hold of his mother and stepfather, he had to start making power moves. He dropped out of school and took it to the streets to become the man of his house and the protector of his little brother. Justice did what he could to hold it together, but at the end of the day, he was still a child himself, so there was only so much he could do. The brothers often lay awake, ignoring the growling of their stomachs, dreaming of the day when they would escape the hell they had been condemned to.